Since the first confirmed case of COVID-19 into Wau, Sabah on 12 March, people are putting their guards up to protect themselves from the spread of this virus. While the Ministry of Education announced schools to halt all sports and co-curricular activities, netizens are still voicing out that schools aren't taking precautionary measures to avoid transmission among schoolchildren. In the meantime, a primary school in Lahad Datu, Sabah, took action by launching a disinfection program. The headmistress of Sekolah Kebangsaan Lahad Datu II, Mina Relay, initiated this particular plan for school teachers and most importantly, the students. Not only that the program was Mina's decision, but the activities involved were initiated using the school's fund. According to the Borneo Post, the teachers are in charge of disinfecting school equipment including desks and chairs. They will be covering 24 classes in the school for both sessions, as well as 4 preschool rooms. Mina also explained that the program involves 2 phases, with the current one being phase 1, and phase 2 after the school holidays. This is phase 1. During this phase, we disinfect the classes and equipment once a day, do health screening tests on the students, and also remind the students to frequently wash their hands. It is also reported on Astro Awani that they will be teaching their students the proper way to wash their hands, especially after going to the toilet, before eating, as well as during recesses. Phase 2 will be launched after the school break and will be conducted in accordance with the current situation. Being a responsible headmistress, Mina mentioned that the school is constantly monitoring and responding to orders issued by the district education office. If a student or staff was suspected with COVID-19, the school will be instructed to close down. Kudos to the headmistress and teachers of this school for protecting the children at all cost. We hope that the children will be safe during the current coronavirus outbreak. Also read, Mo, postponed school assemblies, sports events and co-curricular activities due to COVID-19 fears. You have reached the end of this story.